Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi there, I'm Tanny Yao. I'm your MLA for Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, and we're here in the Carillion Room on the top floor of the legislature.
So for all those people like myself who didn't know what this room was prior to, what is the Carillion Room?
This is a meeting room, but it's just on the top floor. But what's really neat about this room, and I'm sure Elliot can show you all the images that he'll take, is that the acoustics are really good in here. But there's obviously a lot of history. You don't see rooms made like this anymore with the stone carvings in the walls and the stained glass.
It's wild. The history in the legislative building is nuts.
Yeah, for sure.
So we walked a little bit around today. It was definitely amazing. The one thing that I've noticed is the carpet everywhere, very, very soft. This is good for your feet. But you and I have taken the stairs all day.
Yes.
It's a lot of walking. It's a lot of stairs.
It is.
You get your exercise.
We do. We do get our exercise here, believe it or not.
Yeah. So explain to us what you do when you are in this building. Like, I know yesterday was bubbling. Everybody was moving around. It was tight. Today, quite quiet. So, like, on a day-to-day, what are the roles and responsibilities when you find yourself here?
Usually, I'm here in Edmonton at the legislature when session is going on. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, during session, that's when we pass all our legislation and go through all that process. Mm-hmm. We come twice a year, in the spring and in the fall. We'll go here in the spring. We'll go for about 3 months.
Okay.
And on average, every month we get about 1 week off where we'll be at home. And obviously, we only go from Monday to Thursday. Mm-hmm. Usually Thursday evenings, I'll make an attempt to drive home and then come back the following Sunday.
And that's why it's so quiet here on a Friday.
Yes. Now, but as you notice, there's a lot of staff in the legislature that live here in Edmonton, and they're still doing their jobs.
Behind the scenes, this place is packed.
Yeah.
It's just like yesterday when I was here, there was more foot traffic in regards to tours, and there was cameras from media around because, what are they called, scrums?
Yes, yeah,
a scrum. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. What is that all about?
Okay, yeah, usually, the media have full access to the building. They have full access to any of the elected officials. Mm-hmm. They can't just walk into people's offices, though. There are certain areas where they can, I don't want to use the term ambush, but where they can scrum them.
Yeah.
It is their right to ask ministers questions if they can catch one, right. And they often do. So as we're heading into the chamber to prepare for a question period, they will often scrum cabinet ministers about the issues of the day.
Yeah, very interesting. And I was talking to some of the cameramen yesterday when I was poking around, and one guy in particular has been here for about 15 years, so he's just like, he's seen it all from...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was an interesting thing to see what happens behind the scenes. We see so much on television or online, but when you come here, it's just so much more majestic, and so you can feel the history.
Yeah.
And everybody working here seems to be in a really solid mood.
Yeah. So when we're here during our times of session, we're not only working on things like legislation, but a lot of different groups are lobbying us. So they educate us on the various issues. So for example, one of the lobbyists we saw this week was the optometrists.
Oh.
So the optometrists want to expand their scope of practice. And many of us, including myself, who's from a rural community where we don't have an ophthalmologist, We're supportive of the optometrist being able to do more skills that only ophthalmologist can do, like minor surgeries, like removing a foreign object from an eye or something like that.
Right.
So, or other minor little surgeries like that are around the eye.
Yeah.
Optometrists actually have the training and skill set to do so, but they are allowed to do it in many states in the United States, but not necessarily in Canada. We tend to be a little bit slower in allowing subprofessions to get a real footing. So they're working on that sort of thing. So we meet with lots of different groups like that. We'll get invited to go do tours. There's a hydrogen tour yesterday where they went out to Fort Saskatchewan and saw some hydrogen facilities that are being developed. And then they get educated by some of the companies that are providing hydrogen alternatives for obviously vehicles and everything else.
Yeah, interviewed David
Yeager
yesterday, and he was talking about energy and hydrogen the different things that Alberta has been looking into, and it's fascinating. I think a lot of people have the thought process, especially where we're from, it's all oil and gas.
Yeah.
That being said, there's so much more that you guys actually are looking at, talking with optometrists, for example. That's a far cry from oil and gas, but that helps the province chug along, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the lobbyists are wide and far. Imperial Tobacco approached us because their concerns are about illegal tobacco.
Oh.
Obviously, it impacts their sales, but it also impacts our tax revenues because our government makes revenue from the sale of cigarettes. So mm-hmm. their concerns are about just the law enforcement aspects, but Minister Ellis is very supportive of what their desires are because it does fit within our realm of wanting to address a lot of the illegal issues that are going on from human trafficking to illegal cigarette sales.
Yeah.
And as well as things like illegal drugs and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what Imperial was asking was very much in alignment with what our government's doing anyways. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So when you first got into politics, you're very diverse now, you can speak with all these groups. Did you have any idea that you'd be touching so many different facets of the province as far as people and industry, or did you think it was just going to be one streamlined thing that you were going to focus on?
Yeah, I thought it would be mostly about just representing your constituency, ensuring our constituency gets all the things that we require and need, whether it's good healthcare, investments in schools, that kind of thing, but mm-hmm. it turns out to be a lot more, yeah. So it's been very interesting.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that I can't get over is all of the different individuals that know you when I walk through this building. Yeah. you're very well liked in this facility. Everybody, oh, hey, Danny, and you're like, oh, how you doing? People recognize you in the building, so you must take some time networking, saying hello to people. You spend time in the facility, obviously.
Yeah, no, I think it's important to value everyone. I think a lot of people might know this. I used to work for the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, so I worked on that administrative side, and I understand all the good work that the people behind the scenes do that don't have that glamour who work in those provincial or in those municipal governments. I wasn't a municipal councillor back then, or the mayor, or anything.
Yeah.
So. So certainly what helps me in my role here is understanding all the administrative personnel and the hard work that they do and getting to know them as well, for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We've literally went to almost all floors. We've gone underground, come above. We've been everywhere, and everywhere we've gone, I've recognized that people hey, how are you doing? And they know you. So that's a testament, because we've bumped into a lot of people today. So.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. So you're here in Edmonton now. It's summertime. Alberta is a thing. I know you're not going to just be in Edmonton the whole time. What are your summer plans looking like? Stampede's coming up. Fort McMurray has a lot of things. How do you dictate where the province you spend during the beautiful summer that we have?
Well, first off, Fort McMurray is home, so I do try to spend as much of my time there as possible. But you mentioned Calgary Stampede. Turns out Stampede before is a very political thing, and it's important that we all go down and do our networking down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll organize a bunch of meetings to meet, example at the small business file, so I'll be trying to meet with some entrepreneurs and others that. I've had invitations from groups like the Filipino consulate, as an example, because I'm part Filipino heritage, and
They've invited me out to a couple things that I couldn't attend because I'm usually up in Fort McMurray or something and they're down in Calgary. So when I go down for Stampede, I'll make a point of seeing if I can have lunch or something with them.
Nice. Yeah. So I'm going to stick on the Stampede topic. I just threw Slush Cup and it was awesome. A lot of events, but because I was throwing it, I could not participate in anything. I missed it all, basically. If you showed up, I'm glad you had fun. When you go down to Stampede, because I've recognized, like, just by walking around with you today, you're always on. This is a work thing for you, so the Stampede also has to be work. Are you able to participate in, like, some of the live music or some of the activities that the Stampede has, or is it,
you
like...
You can. Some guys do, I suppose, but I rarely do. Usually... Yeah. After a day, different meetings and going to different events and meeting people, I'm just getting too old to go out and party at night.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah.
So no, I don't take advantage of that. But you're right, we do get invitations.
Yeah.
Tickets and things like that, we do accept. Though we tend to run through our ethics commission to make sure everything's good and that everything's okay. So. Yeah.
It's one of those things, I think people have the wrong perception of what you guys do a lot of the time in regards to, we see certain components of TV and it looks like a certain thing, but when I hang out and work with you guys in situations like this, I'm like, man, there's a lot of things that are really boring about your job, like every other job that people have, where you just gotta put your nose to the ground and just do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think often we see you guys like in the room over there during meetings, or you get pictures of you guys at the Stampede. And that's why I asked. Like, I know you personally. I know you're not going to see any of those headliners. It's important for like the community to find out, like, no, this guy does real work behind the scenes for us every once in a while.
Yeah, no,
it's not just a party.
Yeah, no, you're right. I have a whole new respect for elected officials and the hard work that they do. And I thank Brian Jean for convincing me to run. And to this day, it's been an honor and pleasure to represent our community and make sure that we get our issues addressed locally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before I cut you loose, because I know we're running short for time, you were talking about some of the different committees and things that you're currently working on through today. What is one of those things that like you're focused on currently and you're excited to see some of the growth that comes out of it?
Well, there's two big files I've been working on, the Northern Alberta Development Council, NADC. So I just finished a report on that. So last summer I spent touring around Northern Alberta, learning about every community and talking to a lot of people from a lot of different groups about what the concerns are in the north. They certainly reflect us in Fort McMurray, which is reflective of the natural resources and everything else in Northern Alberta, that we think we provide a lot of the resource wealth to the rest of the province and the nation. And the question is, do we get our fair share back so that we can get those good investments in things like roads and schools and all that.
Right.
What I learned there was that Northern Alberta is right across, has the same attitude. We wonder about what we get in return for the outputs that we do.
Right.
I'm happy to say that my own personal concerns have been alleviated a lot, that I see the numbers on things like advanced education and education as an example, where we do get a disproportionate, actually more than our per capita calculation for running our schools and our post-secondary. So that's comforting to myself.
Yeah.
Another committee I'm running on that I'm chairing is the Oil Sands Mine Water Committee. We're studying the oil sands mine water. As we all know in Fort McMurray, that it's accumulating. I've learned that it's our industry and our industry alone that has a lot of restrictions on the release of things like water. No other industry in the world has to do what we do here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, even the pulp and paper industries have a lot harsher things in their water that they put out. Mm-hmm. But that said, we're committed here in Alberta and the oil sands to ensuring that the water that gets released will be of a proper quality. And so we're just going through that process.
Yeah, that's a cool committee to be on.
It is very much so. I've learned a lot about the oil sands mine water and how we're trying to address those issues. I think there's a lot of there hasn't been that much research done on that particular subject in any other industry except our oil sands regarding water. Yeah. Again, the pulp and paper industries, other mining sectors like the diamond and gold mines and stuff that also use water and things like that. None of them have to do anything near what our oil sands do. So
yeah.
It's reflective of the scrutiny that we're under, but it also demonstrates our responsibility that people say that oil sands is dirty, not very environmentally sound, very not studied issue. It turns out it very much is, and probably more so than any other industry. And again, the standards are higher for our industry in Fort McMurray than any other industry in the world.
Yeah.
So I found that to be very interesting.
Love it, man. Love it. No, and I like chatting with you about that. Like we were talking about earlier, water to me is something that's interesting. So it's fascinating to me that like that type of energy resources and the conversations around it are happening. Like I think a lot of the time people, like you said, think of Fort McMurray and they don't think about the environmental component of us actually getting involved and trying to make things better. You know, cool. Awesome. Well, dude, I know we're short for time, so I'm going to cut you loose. That being said, as you know, before you go, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights, and these awesome acoustics. Have fun.
Oh my goodness. So I'd just like to give the shout out to my good office in Fort McMurray that Brian G and I share, Vaughn, Jessam, and Tessa. Thank you both so much for all the hard work that you guys do. And to everyone in Fort McMurray, thank you so much. Love you all.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. I hope everybody's having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?